Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In today's podcast, we will be talking about setting goals. Whether you realized it or not, even as a kid, you were probably setting goals for yourself. It was called the What I Want to Be When I Grow Up game, and you more than likely changed your answer a lot through the years. Even now, as an adult, you may or may not have a different answer. So the question then needs to be asked, how do I set and achieve goals that will help me in my life? This is where the fun begins. Goal setting is personal and changes throughout your life. Most of it is based on what your needs are at the time and what your motivation is to get it done. When thinking about your goals, it's important to ask yourself if you are motivated by outside factors or inside factors. For instance, if you're motivated by outside factors, your goal could be to achieve a college degree in order to get a specific job. On the other hand, if you are motivated by internal factors, your drive for a college degree could be rooted in your need to prove yourself or just a push to increase your knowledge base. There really is no one way that is better or best when it comes to why you choose a goal, and at different times in your life, you'll set goals based on both types. After all, setting goals are individual and depend on the person and situation at any given time. So with that in mind, let's talk about how to set your goals. When you're putting them together, you want to set both short-term and long-term goals. A short-term goal is one that you want to accomplish within a 6-month period. A long-term goal is something that will take a year or more to accomplish. So why is it important to identify your short-term and your long-term goals? Being able to differentiate your goals helps you to prioritize. You are able to focus your attention on the goals that you want to see accomplished first. When creating your goals, the best way to be successful is to use the SMART acronym as a guide. You want to make sure that your goals are S, specific. Make sure that they're clear and well-defined. M, measurable. Include precise amounts, dates, etc. This is how you'll measure your degree of success. A, attainable. Make sure it's achievable and something within your power to accomplish. R, relevant. This should be relevant to the direction you want your life and career to head toward. And T, time-based. You must have a deadline, that way you know when you can celebrate your successes. If you find that you're struggling to achieve your goals, or you worry about the best way to achieve them once you've committed to start, there are several practical tips you can incorporate. Number one, break down larger goals into smaller, easier to achieve ones. This is called chunking and helps you to feel successful at every step. Number two, involve someone else. A buddy system is always a good idea because two are better than one when working toward a goal. Number three, reward yourself. As adults, we often forget the power of a reward and often slog through each step instead of taking time to enjoy our victories with a special moment or a treat. And finally, number four, ask for help. This is an extremely important one because being successful in any task involves knowing when you need a little extra help. In fact, you may reach your goals faster by engaging other people in the process than you would alone. Goal setting is a powerful tool to use. It moves you forward and helps you to be your best self, and sometimes it reveals parts of yourself you didn't even know were there. This was just a small piece from our time management class. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.